Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. That's one of our regular hangout, and let's see how things are going, Miss Gloria. Hopefully she'll be able to join us tonight. Oh, there she is right there. This is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We thank you for joining us. If you are live, we have our chat room open. So you can go ahead and go to Blog Talk Radio to the chat with the Transformation Cafe. We'll be keeping an eye on that conversation. We actually have a guest chef in the house. She is an intuitive, so if you guys want to get any kind of a quick reading, we'll have that available for you tonight with Miss Courtney Pepper. Hey, Miss Courtney, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. So we are excited to have you on the show, but we also have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm good. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle.
Yay, wonderful Seattle. And I want to give a real shout-out to Jamie. He's actually having an anniversary of Chrome Ohm, a tattoo salon. Is it a salon or a studio, or how do you
You could say salon. That's not bad. I think
salon,
it's more like parlor.
Okay. Huh? Parlor?
Well, that's what I call it because we haven't changed very much. And this week we will be celebrating 15 years of being open up here.
That is awesome.
That is quite an achievement. Little did I think we'd be around this long, but that's good. And knock on wood.
Congratulations. I wish I had one of those little party horns and go, doo-doo, you know. We'd be celebrating on the air. That's all good. So if anybody's up in the Seattle area or you want to make a special trip up there just to go to Chrome Ohm, you will not regret it. Jamie has always had an artistic eye, and he's quite the talented fellow when it comes to something like that. And you can get yourself just something creative, and you get to get your wearable art going on there. So that's all really wonderful.
I call it the psychic armor. That's what I call it.
Psychic armor. That's right. So tonight we have our guest chef tonight is Miss Courtney Bradley Pepper. Like I said, she and I have been friends for quite a while now. And one thing I really love and appreciate about her is she is an intuitive. And she actually has a company called Messages Waiting and gives people an opportunity to be able to kind of look into more of a spiritual perspective with themselves. So Courtney, you want to tell them a little bit about like what your readings are about and who can be helped by a reading?
Sure. Messages Waiting was created probably about 5 years ago, and the whole purpose is to help people to tune into the messages that are waiting for them. I believe that God has messages for us all the time, and sometimes we either are too stubborn to hear it, or maybe we're not tuned into it because we're so busy and our life is hectic. And a lot of times, God uses me as a vessel to relay those messages. So it's a pretty simple process. I just get focused and clear, and I pray. And pretty much you can ask for a general message, or you can ask specific questions. And it's a lot of fun for me because I get to tell you a bunch of stuff about you that I have no idea about. Person receiving the messages is a real eye-opener because 9 times out of 10 you've heard it before, you know you need whatever it is the message is relaying to you, and it's just really great confirmation for you. So that's just a little bit about it.
Okay, that's great. So what I'm hearing you say is basically when you're wanting some kind of a message like that, there's that sense of doubt, that sense of, gee, I really need to get a second opinion. I need to have a level. I've got these kind of knowings, but yet I'm not sure. So going to someone that would be an intuitive would be a way of really confirming just your inner wisdom of things that you already know.
Absolutely. Even if you have no clue, you still have heard that message somewhere inside. And it could be as simple as start swimming again, like we talked about. And it's something you forgot about and you had no idea, and it was just something bringing it back to your current memory.
So do you ever have it when you're reading somebody where you kind of, you're getting messages that tap into their dreams or something like that, so dreams could get triggered, so it's a way of people getting confirmation on a level when they're really being more on a subconscious level, and those dreams come out and people are like, oh, gosh, I dreamed about that. How would you know I dreamed about that?
Yeah, sometimes, not very often in the dreams, more like, good example. I would say more like everyday things that help you to get to your next level in life. a lot of people want to know, you know, their next step in business, or have confirmation on relationship. And a lot of people maybe have had a loved one that has passed away that they didn't really know what they wanted. Maybe they wanted something before they passed and things like that. More so, sometimes I get, one lady asked me if she was going to win the lotto.
So what did you say?
Well, I heard no, and she said another psychic told her that she was going to win it this year. Hey, I haven't heard from her about this one.
You know, that's funny, because my response would have been, well, you can't win unless you play. There you go. Are you willing to pay and buy the ticket? You know, it's always that continual joke, like, oh, you know, I've really tried and I really want to win. You know, and then the end of the joke is like, well, you got to buy a ticket. Okay. How do I win the lottery? Buy a ticket. Yeah, exactly. So how did you become aware of the fact that you have these intuitive gifts and talents? What kind of happened for you? So if we have anybody out there that really wants to seek their skills, or is just kind of having a feeling like, you know, gosh, there must be something more to this, because I'm just feeling like I sense things with people and I don't really know why. How did it come about for you?
Well, ever since I was younger, whenever I look at a person, I can pretty much see how they got dressed in the morning, kind of even hear what they're thinking about at the moment. And it was very distracting for me without knowing what was really going on. And even as a small child, I saw my grandmother in the room with me. I remember it clearly to this day. I think I was 3. But she wasn't there. She was at the hospital. So it's just been like flashes of knowing throughout my life. And then I found myself in the metaphysical community, and I just learned to practice. I started out by guessing who was going to call, who was on the phone, who was calling me. As you can tell, it was a long time ago. And a lot of times I like to play solitaire. I try to guess what card was turned over. You know, those kind of things. I use those to practice the gift. And really develop. And then a lot of times people would call me up like you did, Robin, a lot, and just say, hey, what are you getting for me? And just really putting myself to the side. That has been the hardest part over the years, is really putting myself and my own personal opinions to the side and allowing messages to come through clearly without me judging it or wondering if I'm right or wrong. And so that's been really good practice. But over the years, it has been just flashes of knowing with different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just on a personal level, I could say that, you know, Courtney had, I've had a few instances in my life where I've really gone to her for counseling and just for confirmations of different things. And she's been right on the money and really helped me. I mean, I literally had a really tough road there for a little while on a relationship level. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, she was such a godsend for me. And I still praise her to heaven every day for that. because it really just helped me to have a level of sanity and a level of connection. It really actually on some levels helped me with my intuitive abilities as well, because there was levels of connection that I was kind of had an inkling that something was being connected with that, but she really helped me to honor that and to listen to my messages as well. And we actually do that with each other sometimes. We'll go back and forth to kind of check in with each other. So that's always really a delightful thing to have somebody on a certain level that you can do that. So, Jamie, do you have any questions for Courtney?
I'm just enjoying the conversation here.
Okay.
I haven't really thought
what's the future for Chrome? Anything that maybe God has a message for you on the business or something like that? Would you like to know that? If there's anything
oh,
there?
Oh, sure. I will give it a shot, sure. I'm not sure if I will, but.
Okay. What do you think there, Miss Courtney?
On the business that you have, what I hear is that things have been going strong for you despite the economy, and will continue. And when you see others around you that aren't doing well, you will be doing well. And that has a lot to do with your personal connection and a significant other in your life. I don't know if you're married or not. That person together could be a business partner, but together, just the overall attitude and what you've put behind it is really the driving force. The fact that you've cleared away any negativity and been able to focus on the positive and the good in others is really what will take that business over the top. That's what I hear.
Wow, well, that's a good message.
Good.
Yeah,
very
that's
good.
An
Thank
excellent
you.
Message. Okay. With flowers for you, how about that? Any good messages for flowers for you?
Flowers for you is being underused. That there's, I see a tree with many branches, so. Mm-hmm. And you've already started doing this, but to focus on developing different levels of reaching out to people using the flowers. And flower wisdom is a perfect example of one of the branches, but there's so many. I'm not really good with plant life, but this type of tree that I'm seeing is just so huge. I hear oak, and it has a lot of branches, and it's alive, like, you know, just alive and flourishing, and that, you know, we can work specifically on developing those branches, but you already have a really good idea. There's just so many different ways, but the hub is the flower shop, and you can also expand the actual flower delivery to individuals. There's an expansion coming for that as well. There was a lull for a while where people, I guess, didn't feel the need to spend money in that way. But coming soon, there will be an increase in that, not just with death and marriage, but just overall kindness to one another.
Yeah, the other day I had somebody come in for a flower arrangement. It was so interesting because he'd been to three other flower shops, and I created a bouquet, and he almost teared up because he's like, my wife is just going to enjoy this so much. You have no idea.
Yeah.
And I was
so
like, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Happiness.
I just thought that was so good. Well, you know, I really feel that my flowers and the way that I put them together, and it's really just a calling. Because people see things on different levels. It's just like with Jamie, I'm sure, you know, you put something together where people have an idea of some kind of a design or some way that they're wanting to express that and be able to have it, you know, to where people can see that in the way that they have it for themselves. And to have them being able to see it, you know, finished and the way that they envision it in their mind, it's such a satisfying creative level.
It does take a little figuring once in a while, but and picking people's brains and kind of like reading minds. But as long as everybody's copacetic, then I guess it would work, you know.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the middle word there. Okay, well, as long as we're copacetic. Hopefully, first of all, they have to know the vocabulary. Anyway.
If we're on the same page, then it's all good.
Yeah. One of the wonderful lessons we're talking about occupations or day jobs here. Courtney also has a nonprofit sector foundation that she has. You want to talk about that for a couple seconds, Courtney? Just kind of plug your day job here. That would be wonderful.
Sure. The nonprofit sector foundation was created 3 years ago to be the catalyst for a renewed, sustained, and unified nonprofit sector. So our goal is to assist the nonprofit agency. With nonprofit management, the business side of it, philanthropists, helping to increase philanthropy across the country, and to help the nonprofit sector as a whole in establishing itself in this country as a driving force in business. We also work with entrepreneurs who have a heart to serve. Those are the people that usually start nonprofits. So, and right now we're offering a fundraiser for any merchant who accepts credit cards. We can help that merchant pay the same or less in what they're paying, and at the same time, 20% of their fees can be donated to their nonprofit of choice. So right now, one of the biggest ways that we're helping nonprofits is creative fundraising. The traditional ways are not producing as much as they need to meet the increased need across the country due to the economic crisis that people believe that we have. So that's what we do.
And I think that was exactly the way you put that, people believe that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, everything is based on this whole assumptions of belief. So what would be a general message if you kind of just looked at the economy for or just money concerns and things like that? What does Spirit have to say about that, about you know, what's the general message we want to have out, come up from the show for people to be thinking about with money?
That to guard your thoughts and your tongue, because we are where we are because of what we believe and what we speak.
Mm-hmm.
That we've set this whole thing up as a group. It's almost like a group psychosis type deal, where the whole country, we're going to have a recession. We're going to have a recession. And guess what happens? We have a recession.
We have a recession. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the whole 2012 shift. Spirit is asking people to guard their thought and guard their thoughts and guard their tongue. It's being careful about what you speak into reality, because I believe that people don't realize how powerful their mind and their what they speak is, and when they're not careful, it tends to create what they don't want. So that's the biggest
mm-hmm.
message that I hear right now, is to just be clear on what it is you do want, and focus your thoughts and your spoken voice on those things.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to there's another radio show called The Aware Show, and Dr. Wayne Dyer was on that show. And if you're anyone who's followed any kind of level of spirituality, Dr. Dyer has been really a catalyst for change, to call it positive, for this positive thought, for at least 3 decades, if not 4, I think. I think he's just like 70, 71, something like that. So he's been doing it actually probably at least 40 or 50 years, I would think, which is kind of mind-boggling that he's had such an impact and been out there for so long. But he was talking the other day about the 2012 and how he really believes that it's that we were talking before on another show about that 100th monkey concept. And for those who are listening who aren't familiar with that, it's started with the idea that there was some naturists that were observing monkeys on a couple islands. And one monkey they had noticed was starting to wash their sweet potato in the river. And they thought that was a really unusual thing for them to do. And then within just a short amount of time, all the rest of the monkeys were doing it too. So here they were washing their food before they ate it. And then they were talking to some of the other naturalists, and they were noticing what was going on from island to island. And all of a sudden, all the monkeys on all the islands started washing their potatoes. So So they call that the hundredth monkey, because it's a situation where, like Jamie was saying, it's, you've got this synchronistic level of thought that's going together, and then it spreads out. So there's thoughts out there that 2012 is actually that the 51% of change, that people know that we can be the change, we can be positive, we can be in a matter of just loving everyone and recognizing that, you know, when I look at another person, I'm really looking at myself. And if I can look to myself for the answers that I need, not be blaming anyone else for what's going on, and recognizing on a certain conscious level that, you know, all the things that I do or don't do are the things that change my life, not necessarily things outside of myself, because everything is an inward process before it goes outward, that the 2012 would be the same way, that we could have peace on earth, we could have everyone doing what they love and being able to, everybody having enough food and everything else. Not that, you know, we're going to wake up, you know, after, you know, the 21st and things will, you know, be totally changed, but they're definitely, you know, you can already see it now. I mean, a lot of people who are just looking to things on a more visionary level, a more global level, they're definitely seeing things and just, you know, radically changing. I mean, that's been one of the interesting things for Jamie and I think, because, I mean, remember we first started the show, Jamie, we were always looking at the weather and what was going on. And
right.
Every time we turn around, we'd have an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. Or
There's something going on.
Yeah, we were having all this stuff kind of happening with everything. So it was really, really interesting to just see all this kinds of stuff. And I don't know whether it's we've gotten jaded or it just seems like things have kind of quieted down a little bit. It doesn't seem we're having as many, although here in New York just had their first snowstorm, I think, in 108 years.
The earliest.
They're saying that it's been over 100 years since they've had stuff. But actually, I think they've had more snow, you know, when we had it right before Halloween than any time in recorded history.
Right.
Which I think is very interesting. Yeah, very, very interesting. So the time, they are a-changing. So anything with that kind of a message, Miss Courtney, on that?
Let me check.
Okay.
I hear that the times are changing as we change, as far as natural disasters and occurrences go. Literally, that the planet is just being raped of resources. And as we change and grow, it changes and grows. And I'm being reminded of a story that I had no idea was in the Bible, and I think I know the Bible pretty well, but I didn't know that Moses changed God's mind about killing the people that he brought out of Egypt. And so it shows that God can change. God can change, we can change, and things change and grow, and we adapt based on circumstance. And that the message for that is to really just go with the flow of it. You know, as we shift and grow, as the planet shifts and changes, as God shifts and grows, to really tune in to what is it that you want me to do next, God? Which way do you want me to go? Okay, we've got all these earthquakes, we've got all this massive environmental damage going on. How do you want us to proceed? And really listening and acting, and to start at the most basic level in our life, literally like, well, what do you want me to wear today? Which way do you want me to drive to work today? Those kind of things. And that will really help people to shift and change, and the planet to go in the way in which it was meant to go.
So always seeking counseling, seek counseling in all things.
And I have to throw this joke in. I couldn't help it. My 15-year-old son, my 15-year-old son told me that the reason why the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st, 2012, is because they ran out of room to write.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good one.
They couldn't keep continue it forever. So there you go. Well, let's just end it on a solstice. We might as well, because you know it's an all good thing. It's a good way of doing that stuff. So if people want to contact Miss Courtney Pepper, you can call 951-367-7028. Again, that's 951 877-367-7028 and call to see when you'll be available if you wanted to get some intuitive counseling. That's always something that's really wonderful to do. And, you know, looking at that from a level of her nonprofit sector foundations and things like that, too. So anyone who just has a really hard for different kinds of things they're wanting to be doing with businesses, for being out there and serving other people and still being able to be in the comfort of, you know, getting your basic needs met. That's always something that we're easy to do since it's just part of what we're doing right here on the planet. You know, courting is just a really unique opportunity to be able to have that level of counseling along with something like that. So if you're looking for any kind of business advice and looking for maybe a different way of looking at something, it's always a great idea to have somebody that can do some counseling for you, and that's definitely something that she would be wonderful at. I can highly recommend that. So, because we know Jamie's just going to be doing being really great, and I've got this huge tree, you know, working on the tree thing here, going on with all that. So that's kind of good. So, anything else you want to add, Miss Courtney?
Nope. Just thank you so much for such nice, kind words that you said about me.
Oh, well, that's really easy to do because you're just a nice, kind, sweet person, too. So life's easy when you do that. So there you go. It's very, very easy to do that. So any other general messages?
Check. I hear for anyone listening, for everyone listening, to smile sweetly at one another and to have eye contact with at least two or more people a day and smile sweetly. That you never know what kind of difference that can make in that person's life and for you. When you reach out to others and you're kind to them, you get blessed in return as well. But just knowing that you are part of making someone's day is critical right now, no matter where you are.
Okay. That is, you know what, and that's just, that is really the wonderful thing. I was actually reading the other day, and I've been really fascinated by the Hawaiian folklore and things like that, and the whole word of aloha, and how aloha is just this, you know, the well wishes of, you know, hello, goodbye, just the general well-being of knowing that everyone is, you know, loved and well cared for. When you know, it's no wonder when you go to Hawaii, there's just this level of hospitality that you know you don't have too many other places on the planet. So it's just this whole thing of seeing someone from their inside. It's like they're lit from the inside out, kind of a thing that aloha really kind of says to someone. It's like the light. I see the light in you, and I know you see the light in me. That's kind of what the whole aloha thing is. So when I read that, I kind of walked around all day reminding myself of like aloha. Okay, here we go.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought aloha was really good, you know. And then we've got the wonderful word of namaste with the same thing where, you know, I honor the God that is in you and knowing that you see the God in me. And, you know, that's actually an interesting story because it actually started when people back like in biblical times, they would walk and they may not have anybody with them, but people were always saying namaste to them because in that time period they always considered that they had their you know their guardian angels and everything walking with them.
Wow.
So when they said namaste, they were actually honoring all that all of spirit that was with them. It's like I honor everyone that walks with you as I want to honor everything that walks with me. So that's really kind of a cool thing to think about.
That's beautiful.
You have these wonderful guardian angels who are like, hey, dudes, how's it going? Okay, you know. it's not mistakes, you know, so that's always the thing to do in there. So, again, we wanted to thank Miss Courtney Pepper for being our guest chef tonight. And, again, if you want to get a hold of her, it's going to be 951-367-7028. And I highly recommend her. And if anybody has any other questions, they can go ahead and contact me as well at Flowers for You in Riverside, California. And that number is 800-688-7887. And we can go ahead and, you know, get you back over to Miss Courtney Pepper and be able to answer any of your questions that you need to have on there. So we thank you again for checking us out at the cafe, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.